Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
What did it take to get it done this time around?
It was a tough series. Ever since game one, they're just an unbelievable team. Really hard to play against. So we're going to respect this win a lot. So it was good for us.
Sasha Barkov. Some say the best player in the game right now. Captain of the Panthers.
I'm more of a Zaka guy right now.
Yeah, Zaka was he was heating up there at the end. Almost got two goals. Avalanche eliminated last night, though. Double overtime by the Stars. Interesting series there. You got the Rangers awaiting the Panthers.
The success is really in certain cities right now. You got Dallas, New York, ready to go. Yep. Both teams in the Final Four.
You agree with Wiggy that the Mavs are going to emerge somehow from the West?
I just want to see Wiggy when it's Kyrie against Tatum. He will spontaneously combust.
Talking all things Bruins and the Alster.
By the way, just a quick thing. Did you learn anything about the Celtics to this point in the playoffs that you didn't know already?
Luke Kornet is useful off the bench.
Okay, so that's the big nugget. We're not learning much. Next.
That's a pretty good nugget.
Is useful?
Yeah, he's been pretty good. Well, 5 or 10 minutes in reserve.
Do you remember which big man was useful off the bench the last time the Celtics won it all? Very rare.
Kendrick Perkins.
Tony Batty.
Oh, Tony Batty, yeah.
Well, I was thinking P.J. Brown.
He was not a big guy off the bench.
Oh, I thought he played like the power forward spot.
On the 2008 Celtics?
Yeah. He was a late season acquisition.
Well, while you two hash that out, 978 texture back to the Bruins. Curtis, I hope this doesn't turn into another Tuukka Rask scenario, a goalie who's terrific in the regular season but can't get the job done in the playoffs.
Holy cow. You're spot on. That's exactly who I was thinking about. I'm sorry, Joe. That's my bad.
Good, Joe Braverman.
All good.
Good for him.
Good work.
So
Tony Batty, when was he on the team? My God.
That was early 2000s.
Sleep deprivation is real. Carry on.
So, people comparing Swayman to Tuukka at this point. We got a guy calling in saying Swayman will never win one. There seems to be a little undercurrent of Swayman doubt. His playoff record is not good.
If you're second today, actually, two things. One, I think it's absurd. But when you woke up today, if you remove Jeremy Swayman and you put Tuukka Rask in net, he is getting a lot more vitriol than Swayman. There was something about Tuukka that he just
It was the bubble attitude and everything else. That didn't help him.
So, but Swayman just appears to be opposite. I mean, who knows if he'll win? I unlike Bob and Londonderry, I don't think it's time to quit on his career, given that he's 25. But he single-handedly made the Bruins competitive.
Yeah, well, he was outstanding. It was a great goalie series. As you pointed out, goalie Bob is good. 978 texture. Bruins pushed out the last two games of the season to get to Toronto. Barely survived it. Thanks to Swayman, they made it six. They need to blow up the core. There is some McAvoy hate as well.
Yeah, he wasn't great. I mean, it's not.
I guess based on what he's paid, I get it. You're expecting greatness. instantly, but he's still on the development. But let's go to Pete, New Jersey, talking McAvoy as well. Hi, Pete.
Hey, guys. Thanks for getting me on.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm going to try to be as calm and collected with the McAvoy thing because I look at him and I think he's worth every penny. I think he's young. I think we have a defensive core around him. And historically, you look at the Bruins, man, since 2000, how many amazing names have we let go? Even Bruce Cassidy included. I think we got a great core, Lowry, Carlo, Lindholm, McAvoy. Some other dude called him soft. I'm like, ugh. But what's the contingency plan? I'm interested to know.
But
we
so
move
Pete,
on from McAvoy.
I'm sorry.
Who are we bringing in?
Just a quick thing, Pete. Hang on. So great points. I would just say you haven't really said what McAvoy's good at. You said he's young.
Well, he's got the A in his chest for a reason. I think he put in the game-winner goal the game before this. He led by example as a hockey guy. He was all over the social with the beat-up face and, you know, saying the right things in the postgame.
I mean, he plays major minutes. He played 20 minutes last night.
I get it.
Yeah.
20 minutes, that's normal. For the top,
I mean,
what did Chara play?
5-on-5, 20
Yeah, I mean,
I
26-42 total.
Yeah, I would just say maybe we're spoiled that we compare Swayman to Tim Thomas, but Chara was a guy that is, I don't believe McAvoy's in his class yet. I don't know if he'll ever get there.
Oh, he's a totally different style, right? I mean, you're hoping for offense from McAvoy.
When you saw his Chara on the ice in the playoffs, you felt a sense of calm.
I guess, but isn't his team's failure in 2019 a much greater blemish on that core in that era? Not getting it done. No, it came back under extreme, incredible circumstances.
I mean, he fractured his jaw.
He did, as Glenn would tell you. But I was there that night. That Garden was unbelievable. And to lay an egg like that, 4-1 in Game 7 at home, that one is just still, when you look back on it, stunning. You lose that series up 2-1. You lose to the Blues in Game 7 at home.
And that is just the unbelievable period where you were Game 7 at home against an inferior opponent away from having the Red Sox, Patriots, and Bruins win consecutive championships.
Right. But that's a loss title. That's up there with the Foles-Eagles loss. Would you put a Celtics-Lakers series in there?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple that
stick out. 2010, I think the Celtics were up 10 in Game 7 in L.A.
2013, Bruins, Blackhawks, those are much more – the last night is just – okay. Did you expect them to beat Florida coming into the series? Nobody did.
I remember we all were butthurt about the fact that the Panthers were picked by everybody. The whole morning show picked the Panthers to win. I mean, I'm sorry. The whole morning show picked the Bruins to win.
Yeah.
And now they're saying no big deal.
Let's go. Are they really?
Yeah.
Let's go to Mike in the car. Hello, Mike.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks. Been a while. So anyone who is putting the loss in this series on the shoulders of Swayman just wasn't paying attention. I mean, he was not the problem. He did just fine. The problem was too many giveaways in the defensive zone, too many blind passes to open areas in the middle of the ice. Just the power play was anemic once again, holding the puck too long, letting the penalty killers close on them and clog the passing lanes rather than making quick decisions. The entire team just looked like they were stuck in mud this series. And, you know, it's at the end of the day, they were playing with house money. I know it sounds like, you know, like an excuse or whatever, but no one expected them to do as well this year as they did. So it's disappointing for sure. But overall, I don't think you could say this season's a failure given the cap constraints and the player losses that they had coming into this season.
Very reasonable, Mike. Thank you for the call. I think he's right on a lot of points there. Now, what would you do to correct it? Big ticket free agent? Greg has been throwing Stamkos out there, but I mean, he's 34.
Well, they have a massive hole at their number one center.
Elias Lindholm is the top center on the market, I would say. So you go after him.
What's he going to be at? $8 million?
He made $5 million this year, so probably. Yeah, he's 29, a little bit younger. Montour, there are two Florida Panthers free agents. Brandon Montour, their defenseman, who had a better year last year than this, but has good offensive punch. And Sam Reinhart, who's a winger. You've got more talent on wing.
Right.
What do you think about Reinhart? You want to fix the power play? That's a guy that can do it for you.
I'm. It's too early for me to figure out what their plan is this offseason. I haven't knee-deep into the Athlon hockey guides yet.
Yeah, you want to go through the Corsi and them.
Yeah. I think they should bring back Iafrady.
Okay, let's go to Zach in Maine. Hello, Zach.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I don't think McAvoy played as well as he needed to this postseason, but he's clearly part of the future. He's somebody you build around. based on his kind of down postseason, no one's going to take him off your hands anyways. So he's talented. He also needs help, right? Like, our defense wasn't great. Swayman was incredible. So to echo the last caller, whoever, you know, is blaming him is just ridiculous. What we need is more center help, somebody to take that first pass off a defenseman and not turn it over in the neutral zone. And we're kind of strapped with, you know, up against the cap. So looking at this year, heading into the year, the biggest concern was, who's our number one goalie? We knew that we kind of, for lack of a better term, like, blew our load last year and spent all we could spend and went all in, and it didn't go anywhere. So this year was kind of a dead year, and I'm happy we got as far as we did, wish we would have got to game seven, but I'm still content based on all of those factors.
Zach, before you go, would you make any changes, like, while you're gone? Sweeney, Montgomery, if you're going to blame roster construction, that's Sweeney. It's been 10 years. He's not produced the title for you. Got you close. Would it shock you if they made a GM change?
I would say that the more likely outcome, the key to keeping Sweeney's job is the inability to trade Ullmark. The deal agreed to in principle is the out card, is the sort of trump card for Don Sweeney.
And a team that some people are describing as soft, too many men on the ice, penalties, not correcting
Monty
it.
Monty is more likely to lose his job than Don Sweeney.
Okay. I tend to agree with that based on the organization is happy overall with where they are, and they would blame the coach for something like that, an on-ice issue that keeps recurring.
Do you think Marchand's back for the final year of his deal?
Yes, but I don't know what his long-term future beyond that is.
So I read in Fluto's story today in The Athletic that it's a goal of Marchand to play in the 2026 Olympics for Canada.
So maybe he'd agree to a team-friendly deal for a couple years tacked on sort of thing?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what he was insinuating with that, but that was put into the season-ender story by Fluto.
He's 36. I mean, he had a pretty good year, but it's tough to evaluate him coming off the end because he just wasn't the same last night. It obviously looked a step slow after taking that hit from old what's-his-name.
But, like, how could you get excited about regular season hockey next year? Like, who cares?
Well, that's just you. I mean, it does go up a notch, but if Bruins fans enjoyed the ride this year.
But what's the point of the ride if it gets you to the same
ride?
Spot?
I mean, you win a lot of games in the regular season. It's
awesome.
It's fun in the during. I mean, I enjoyed the regular season.
Right now, we haven't seen a single TV rating from the regular season. I guarantee you the numbers were down.
Yeah, that's fine. As we talk about a lot with the NHL, you're focused on ratings. I don't think hockey fans care so much about that.
No, I'm talking about the people we're talking to and what they're watching.
Yeah, so fine. Like, if you're a Bruins fan that likes to watch them in the regular season, what do you care if they're
I'm
not the most popular
Bruins
team in town?
I'm telling you that Bruins fans didn't watch them as much this year, and it will go down again next year. I'm not telling them what to do. Of course, if you want to watch the Bruins, watch the Bruins. It doesn't impact me.
I think you're going to get the core fans they're in every year. If you're saying the outsiders, the Patriots fans who watch casually, they are going to have a tougher time being pulled in. Yes, I would agree with you on that. But are they really true fans if you're just tuning in the playoffs for the first time?
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of opportunities for people to do with their time at the tip of the finger when they have a phone in their hands, and that I do believe that there has to be a feeling like things are changing.
A big-ticket free agent.
Right.
Well, maybe the organization will be pushed toward that then.
But I believe that the Bruins don't care about what people do, because as long as the building is profitable, as long as the Celtics keep playing, the Jacobs family still get money from the concessions in the playoffs.
All right, what changes would you make, if any? 617-779-7937. Also, a little bit on the Patriots schedule. You were very uninterested in this when it came out.
Boy, what? But it took over the town.
Big talker this week.
Yeah, we were talking about the San Diego.
I want 2 minutes on it, though. We normally do a lot on it. I want a 2 minute reaction to the Patriots schedule that was released this week.
We're not on Twitch right now. Why are you wearing a Harrison Butker jersey?
Let's go to Joe B and what's trending.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Kachuk will take off with it. He stops, plays it up for Forsling, dropped it for Lundell with a shot. Swing with a save, rebound scores! Forsling puts it in short side. 1:33 to go. The Panthers are up front 2-1 and have stunned the crowd.
Sounded like a pretty good crowd if you watched the Sportsnet feed last night or little clips on social media. If you watched the TNT telecast, it was pretty dead at points, but I would actually love to hear from people who were at the game last night how they felt the Bruins fan did in a crucial game, an elimination game, tight game. Good series, right, overall when you look back on it. It was a competitive, like, entertaining series, right, from a fan point of view. Didn't go the way you wanted at the end.
But in terms of storylines, it was excellent. But it's once again, you're left wanting more and wondering why. It's like the pre-snap penalties with the Patriots are the too many men on the ice. And I don't know how, after Monty joked about it, right? I think that was after game four, maybe. You'd think that if you're going to poke fun about it, you'd got an answer figured out. Why? You're the hockey guy. How does that keep happening?
Milbury said the same thing. Like, it's hard to know who to blame. It's, you know, it could be somebody different every time. It's like player attentiveness, but eventually it goes back to the coach. I mean, there's just no doubt about it.
If he is fired, that's the number one reason.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be the worst decision in the world, right? I don't know how many coaches are out there that are available that you're clamoring to get.
Who do you want to bring? Keenan?
Van Gundy.
That's
what I was
saying. Stan or
you can coach both the Bruins and the Celtics. Have one coach the Bruins, one coach the Celtics.
What if Mazzulla gets fired? Put him in charge. be honest, not just to irritate me.
Trade. Get Cassidy back.
Do you find the Mazzulla press conferences to be worth anything?
Yes, yes. Now they're like, he and Washburn are good. They're confrontational. They're awkward. They're actually like Belichickian in a way of like morbid curiosity.
He is 8 wins away from being here forever.
NBA, nothing's forever. But
he's young and he wins a championship with this crew?
Yeah. You should ask Wick about it. I mean, see if he has any thoughts.
The greatest overreaction in the history of mankind. What's your idea, by the way?
What's my idea for? Oh. Wick. For how you make amends?
Do you think I need to make amends?
If you want to get Wick back on the show, yes.
But do you think
I don't blame you for asking the question. You're a media guy who asked the
question. It was a basketball question. It was not personal in any way.
Maybe not right for the moment, given it was all happy talk.
So you think that he would have been happier to answer that after they were eliminated?
It was just that there was no good to come out of it asking it then. You know,
of
he
course
wasn't
there
answer.
Was. Of course there was. Missoula's our coach from now on going forward. We're the best team in basketball.
Right. You took a shot. It's fine. It failed. It didn't it didn't work.
Obviously didn't work, but you're not going to get answers if you just stop asking questions.
Just relax about it. I'm not blaming you. It's fine.
But no, because the way you discuss it when I'm not around is that
I'm a solutions guy. I want to get Wick back into the good graces of the show. I have an idea that might help, but I would like just to have, if Greg can reveal it on his time when he wants to.
So it was Greg's idea?
No, it was my idea. I said, what about this?
And what did he say?
That's kind of good. I like that idea. But he hasn't brought it up yet, so let's wait. We have plenty of time. All we have left are Celtics talk.
Do I have to wear a costume?
Well, it actually would add to it. It's a good idea, actually.
You want me to bring him food?
No. Well, I'll let you mention that. Well, this is building into something even better than I thought.
Well, who's going to pay for the ticket?
Well, the people will.
So we're going to do a GoFundMe to get me to the Garden. No.
You don't even know what the idea is yet.
I'm trying to work on understanding
Just don't push too much of that.
Don't talk about it in my absence.
I didn't bring it up. Greg brought it up on the show. I thought he was going to reveal it yesterday.
Who brought it up to him?
I did, off the air.
Oh, right.
Yes. So it's not ready to be an on-air. It's not
polished
yet.
Well, I'm sitting on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just trying to help. God, you think I'm like not on your side.
I'm just trying to understand. Well, you should be on my side. It's the right side.
Kenny Curtis Show here on EEI. Bruins thoughts.
Oh, that text at the top is so true. I wonder how many people did that. It crossed my mind. When the Bruins didn't score on the power play with whatever, would they get that with 3 minutes left, something like that?
Yeah.
The thought crossed my mind to be like, all right, I'm going to take Pudge P.
What? With 3 minutes to go?
Get ready for overtime.
You have 20 minutes to get ready for overtime. There are these things called intermissions.
I did the exact thing yesterday. I was over at my sister's because she lives five minutes away from me. And when they went to commercial break with like 4 minutes left, I'm like, okay, they're going to go to overtime. So I get in, I drive in, I'm listening on the radio. Panthers score, and I'm like, mother. So I actually did that.
So you missed the game-winning goal?
I missed the TV version, but I heard it on the radio.
God. What's wrong with you?
You're promoting the competition, Joe.
This is why baseball is great. There are no breaks. I mean, there's a 90-second break, but then they're back to action.
The true romantic part of baseball is that it's untimed.
Let's go back to New Hampshire, where we were yesterday. Paul in New Hampshire. Paul, are you upset that Curtis was peeing on the side of the road and didn't get off-road to relieve
himself?
I'm
not sure I'd use those terms.
Anyway, hi, Paul. How are you?
What?
Sorry, you missed the early part
of
the show.
Don't worry. Just carry on. Don't worry about my urine.
I passed Curtis on 89 in New Hampshire yesterday, and he's right there on the side of the road, you know, relieving himself. Like, at least get off the highway.
Okay, I had to pee. Yeah. And
like, walk a few steps. You're right there.
What are you? I just went pee.
New Hampshire, whatever,
you,
right?
Is the penis intimidating to you, Ken? God.
I don't like the small talk. Good.
Hey. He's like everybody else on 95 in Peabody, right?
Right. I mean, Ken thinks that 89 is a west-to-east road. But anyway, carry on.
All right. No, I was just going to mention, you guys had brought up Charlie McAvoy, and somebody had compared him to Chara, which obviously you had mentioned, you know, they're not similar. But, boy, looking at Lowry, like, that kid, like, calm, cool, and collected that whole game. All the other games too, like, looking at that kid, I know it's a lot to put on that guy's shoulders, but that kid looks like he's going somewhere with this team. You know,
they did get a few guys like him to come out of nowhere this year that give you hope for the future, right? I mean, Brazo pretty well out of nowhere. Carlo's been there for a while, but Lowry was one. I didn't think Shattenkirk and Van Riemsdyk would be anything when they brought them in. They didn't play much toward the end. Van Riemsdyk did. But Sweeney's done a good job of getting minimum players to be somewhat useful, but they haven't been able to, I guess, get the right. Even last year when they went all in, they got good players, but it didn't get the job done. It's a tough thing for Sweeney evaluation.
So the Celtics are in their third consecutive conference final. They've been to 6 in 8 years, correct?
Yes.
So the Bruins have not been in the conference final since 2019?
Correct.
So we talk about these teams, and I do it as much as anybody, as if they're similar. The Bruins are not similar to the Celtics. The Celtics are in a whole different class, both with talent and success of the playoff runs.
Last year was different only because they had a historic regular season, and it felt like they were the favorite. Whereas this year, they were not close to being one of the favorites talked about going into the playoffs, right?
Right, but you get past the Leafs in the first round. Mm-hmm. You don't blow a 3-1 series lead. You win game one of the next series, game I predicted the Bruins to win.
Blowout city.
And then you're up in game two in Florida in the second period with opportunities to make it a 2-goal lead, and you lose in 6 at home. You lose 6 straight home playoff games to the same Florida Panthers team.
Yeah, and they just the shot disparity in the series. Even Montgomery mentioned that in one of those clips that Joe played. It is so overwhelming. They took control. The Panthers, just the territorial advantage in the series was astounding, actually.
Especially when you consider how dead of a hockey town Sunrise, Florida is. So yeah. the Bruins, let's go over the last seasons, right? They lose in the second round this year. The two seasons prior to last year. So this year they lose in the second round, lost in the first round the two prior years. They got into the second round in 2020-2021, which was the year that Cassidy was fired.
Yep.
The year before that, they get to the second round and lost, and then 2019 was the cup. So they have yet to be in a conference final in 5 seasons. Right after we believe that Blues run was the beginning, not the end.
There is cause to fire both the GM and the coach. You could make a case to do both. I don't think they'll do either. I wouldn't do either. But I can understand if Bruins fans look at that body of work and they're frustrated. By the way, look at this map. Lebanon to Manchester, it is a straight diagonal.
Okay.
Southeast.
What is 89? Is it north, south, or east, west?
I understand the interstate system, but in this case, that particular stretch of it goes more west to east than it does north to south.
Okay, I'm sure there are parts of
that's all I'm saying.
What is 66? Is that east-west or north-south?
Historically, east-west.
Okay, but I'm sure there are portions of...
Right, this is the portion we're discussing, where you were peeing on the side of the road as I was traveling west-east.
Okay. It's okay. As the cool kids say, take the L.
And good point by a texter. Couldn't you stop at a store or something like that? There had to be an exit fairly close.
I didn't want to get off the highway because I was on a donut. I wanted to mitigate all miles I had to drive.
Okay.
And by the end of it, don't tell anybody I was going 73 on it.
207 texter, I enjoyed the Bruins' regular season because they at least won a lot while suffering through an awful Patriots season. For what they had to work with, I think they overperformed. Very sad they lost last night. I think that's a very accurate statement, right? You had that Patriots season was just awful. At least you had the bees to turn to as a pleasant alternative for a lot of the early fall and into the winter.
Maybe I'm spoiled or not spoiled. I mean, I don't care about successful regular seasons, whether it's baseball, basketball. Like, do you look at Max rookie year and you're like, ooh, what a regular season. They went 10-7.
Yeah, in that case you do because it's a player. You're particularly tuned in to see how they do for a quarterback, like this year.
We haven't gotten to the
Patriots.
Which
leads us to the Patriots.
Yeah, God.
Can I get to the schedule?
Can you pay off? I'm going to talk to my boss about it.
So you would agree, very tough weeks 1-6. Very tough start.
I mean, the late bye.
Very late bye. But I'm interested in this only because of the quarterback debate. So we agree Brissett's going to start week one, right?
Correct.
And there's no argument.
I would say 10% chance Drake May starts week one.
Okay. They're not going to be good. We agree on that.
Correct.
They'll probably finish last in the AFC East.
I think they double their wins, though.
But the only intrigue is when May gets a shot. So this actually sets up perfectly for throw Brissett to the Wolves for 6 weeks. And then when you're in London, you consider it, but maybe you wait until you're back home Jets week 8.
Why do they play in London without a bye week? I thought that was the whole deal.
Yeah, that's tough. Although, is that trip? You lived there 2 years. That's not that difficult of a flight, right? 6 hours. It's
I think flying to England's easier than the West Coast.
Is it 6 hours?
To London, it's 5 hours.
Back home,
it's 6.5.
Easy.
Yeah, you can't even really do the red eye because by the time you're asleep, you got to get up in an hour.
So don't you think perfect place for Drake May is there somewhere?
Can we do a roadshow there, honestly, October. If we get it sold? How much money? What's
to
the
London?
Number? Yeah, what's the number I have to sell?
You know the taxes to get into London now?
Taxes to get into London?
Yeah, they have that tax system where you can't drive into the city.
Oh, congestion fees.
Yeah.
That's something that you people are in favor of there,
yes,
okay?
Yes, I am, yeah.
M25.
I put nothing past Greg and the Foundation. They made it to Bermuda. They could make it to London. I
mean, and by the way, a flight nonstop Boston to London, 6 hours, 50 minutes.
Yeah, the flying time is less than 6 hours direct Boston to London.
But this is perfect setup for Drake May late October, yes?
Yes.
You let Brissett take the tough part of the schedule. Fine. If you're 0-6, you don't care. Maybe you're happy you're 0-6. Gives you all the reason for May to come in. May in London.
You know what the best pub in London is? Maple Leaf Pub. It's Canadian.
Ooh,
awesome
play on
spot.
There.
Covent Garden.
Maple Leaf Pub?
I don't know. And another thing, everybody says the food sucks. The British food sucks. But when you're in England, the Italian food is legit owned by someone who's from Italy.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. The ethnic food in England is spectacular.
What's the most intriguing game early? Is it the Jets?
I would say Man United Arsenal.
No. Patriots Bengals, Patriots Seahawks, Patriots Jets. Because of Rodgers.
The Aaron Rodgers, did you see the sit down with Tucker Carlson?
No.
Oh my God. He is like, I don't even know how to describe him, but he's the guy who really thinks he knows everything, but almost everything he says is inaccurate. Like I don't know
Which
how
one?
The. Well, I guess you can know. Aaron Rodgers, in this case, was just like, and it was just the classic podcast where it takes 3 hours to have a 15-minute conversation where it's just grab ass the entire time. But
yeah, I've been immunized.
I don't know how have the New York media just like given this guy a free pass?
Well, they will be good if he stays healthy. They'll be good. I'm finally ready to admit the Jets are going to have a good year.
What do you mean?
So
how many wins?
Double digits, definitely.
Oof.
Playoff team, definitely.
How many wins do you have with the Patriots? Over, under, 4.5?
I had them at 5, so that sounds like a cop-out, but slightly over. They'll manufacture 5, I think, late in this schedule.
Who is week 2 again?
Week 2 is Seattle, which is the must-win of the early
season. It's the home opener.
That's going to be Brady doing the game for Fox. That'll be their home opener again with Tom Brady. And
you and I were so wrong about that. I guaranteed he would never call a game.
Yeah.
I think it'll be bad. He is going to call the game.
I even heard on a podcast people were saying that there's no shot. And I got to tell you, I think he's going to be great. I really do. Because he knows he has to be critical. He knows he is obsessed with success. And he can't handle having somebody do better than he does. So he knows.
So he'll be ripping players.
Yes.
Will he be calling plays out like Romo?
No, early because Romo. I don't think anybody wants to do that, because that's kind of like an unwritten rule. You don't call the play out beforehand.
I disagree. I mean, didn't you see him at the roast? Like, he did a good job enough,
Ken,
with his
was
monologue.
The roast, did you think it was as good or better than what you thought it was?
Much better than I thought.
Okay.
But he was uncomfortable. It's not in his nature. But he was forced to there to be
mean. But why
did
you think it wasn't going to be good? Because you didn't think Tom would put himself in a position like that.
Right.
Okay.
He did.
Same reason he'll
be good.
But
then he said he regrets it. So
he says that Tom is thrilled that Gisele got buried. Believe me.
Well, exactly. So that's a cop-out answer. But now, he's not going to go into the NFL season and start ripping players in week one. That's not going to happen. He's going to be Mr. Nice Guy.
He's not going to be Max Kellerman, but he's going to say, look, he missed this throw.
Yeah, he'll be one and done. He'll have 1 year and be replaced again by Olsen.
But
I'm surprised he's doing it in the first place. So I guess I got
I was dead wrong on that.
And we'll be there 6-12, right?
Yep.
For Brady Day. That's coming up, right, as Patriots minicamp is underway that 3 days of that week. Ken Curtis Show here. Bruins reaction, 617-779-7937. Also would like to touch on the Celtics a bit. What's at stake for them now? The Porzingis news, Curtis. Also, the Pacers and Knicks going to a Game 7. The path, you would have to say, is, again, opening up perfectly. They got these two teams going back and forth for a full 7-game series. We'll do a little Celtics talk next as well.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Mission accomplished for the second round. The Boston Celtics have punched their ticket to the Eastern Conference Finals for the sixth time in 8 years. And they will await the winner between Indiana and New York.
Still awaiting that winner. We'll have a Game 7 tomorrow in the NBA. Pacers force that. You still think the Knicks, not even close tomorrow, right? You're betting on that.
I mean, I probably won't actually physically bet, but if I had money to bet, I would bet everything I have on that game.
3:30 tomorrow.
There's no way in hell the NBA does not have the Knicks in the conference final.
Would it be a ratings crusher to be Celtics Pacers? That could be a good series. Could
crusher?
Be a sneaky good
what do you
series.
Mean by crusher? It like, would be like 30%
watches.
Less.
Ooh. Yeah. I mean, I got to admit, I was looking forward to the Knicks, but Josh Hart is hurt. I don't think that's a big loss for them.
Oh, I never got a chance to talk about this because I got yanked off the show by my boss to go to a covered bridge. But the entire dynamic of Boston and New York has officially flipped. Like, it used to be
the We Want Boston chance.
You would go to the Fenway and it would be Sox Blue Jays on July 16th and you'd be bombed and it would just be Yankees suck. You'd just be screaming it for no real reason. And it was just part of the charm. Like, it was dumb and it was kind of embarrassing because they didn't really care about us. But, you know, we were the scorned people that always wanted attention but never got it. Now, like, the Knicks, We Want Boston. Rangers, We Want Boston. Like, you and I have gone back and forth because of, you know, the non-Yankee dynamic of the Reds, of the Boston-New York relationship. But I don't think Celtics fans give a crap about the Knicks.
Well, they will in this series, right? But
just like they they will about the Pacers if they play the Pacers.
Nah, but the old New York Boston storylines will get
it's
judged
not Knicks
back
Celtics
up.
Is not a rivalry.
It's not currently a rivalry.
It's agreed. Never been a rivalry.
It was in the 70s and 80s for a time. Yes.
Okay, we're gonna go to George Mikan.
Okay, I mean, it's not that long ago. There are people alive that lived through that. My point is, it's in there. It's in the recesses
of the mind.
In order
for it to be a rivalry, it needs to be like the Canadians, which all the way through. Yankees all the way through.
Mostly agree. I'm just saying there is a rivalry from the cities that gets brought back up.
If you want to do power rankings, Boston, New York, I would put obviously Yankees, Red Sox. I would put Pats, Jets next. Then I would probably put Rangers, Bruins ahead of Celtics, Knicks.
Okay, but you're interested in the series. You think it'll be 30% more interesting. Why?
No, not by nationally 30% more interesting.
Oh, not locally?
No, the ratings will be good no matter what here.
Mm. Even more so with the Knicks. I think there's there's no way to prove that.
No.
But either way.
You could just listen to me, but that's
they have a fairly easy path, right? Julius Randle's not playing on this Knicks team. They're not as good as they could have been.
But I said this week on the Greg Hill Show, and I mean it, it doesn't matter. There will be people pontificating about the path and how the Celtics are being, untested. They are untested.
Shaughnessy wrote about that.
I read it.
Competition thus far isn't helping the Celtics prepare for a title, right?
I would say it's good to have Shaughnessy on the mend. That was his weakest column he's had since he got back. Just a waste of time. But he
does mention the Knicks as a legitimate competition that would have people on the edge of their seat. And I don't even know if that's the case. I think this is Celtics in five.
Right. I don't think it's a series, and I don't think the Knicks or the Pacers matter locally. But you might be right. Either way, if the Celtics do what they're supposed to do and win eight more games, nobody in 10 years is going to look back and say, who'd they beat? It's going to be Tatum is legitimized.
Yep.
The Missoula is here to stay. Jason and Jaylen are the new super team, and it's just getting started. If they lose, all the crap, it just keeps building and building and building until you win it all. And what we will say, if they don't win it this year, is I don't think they'll ever have an opportunity as easy as the one that had been presented.
Similar to the Bruins 2019.
So that's
you look back and say they had a great path, they blew it.
The only way the path matters is if you don't take advantage of it.
Yes, yes. You're spitting truth this morning. Now, the announcers for this series will be Mike Breen, Doris Burke, who you love, J.J. Redick, three-man booth.
Do you think there's anybody on the planet? Do you think there's anybody on the planet better at their job, no matter what, than Doris Burke is at hers?
Lisa Salters on the sideline might have a run for your money there.
Maybe Ty.
Also great. Also, I thought this might be a joke, but Kevin Hart is having a Manning cast altercast on ESPN2 Tuesday, May 21st, and Monday, May 28th.
Oh, yeah, he's been doing that like throughout the NBA postseason.
He has?
Yeah, he's been doing it for a couple. I haven't watched it, but I mean, Kevin Hart, his comedy isn't my forte. So I mean, I think most people might enjoy it.
Okay, so there you go. That's the setup for the series. If it's Knicks and Celtics, maybe it'll be worth watching. Porzingis going to miss the first two games, according to the report. Does that concern you whatsoever?
No, as I
told you, what I learned about this team, Luke Kornet is useful.
Right. I mean, can we make sure that Turpin writes a story on that?
Do you think Tatum has turned a corner, though? Do you put anything into that?
No,
he has back-to-back
33-point games. We all get back into this thing, and it's amazing to me. Every year, we tell ourselves to not overreact to something, and then we all overreact to it.
Well, okay, here's a 207 texture. Celtics winning two series 4-1 says more about them than the strength or lack thereof of their opponent.
Okay, I disagree.
I like the Miami series finish. At 1-1, Lebatard and his crew were celebrating. It seemed like that might be a series. You were doubting the ability of their coach, Spoelstra, to steal a game. He did. I thought they'd go to 6. They went to 5. That was a good job by the Celtics. They put the foot on the throat and closed them out.
Yeah, I have learned nothing about Jason Tatum or this team thus far. And if you're saying you did, you are a raging homer.
How about Al Horford's ability to step up in a critical game?
I can tell you this right now. The story wasn't Al Horford's greatness. It was the fact that how bad he was leading into that.
Ageless Al, though.
He looked like rose me at the Y.
Rose to the occasion. That was a good moment. That was a feel-good moment.
You only talked about it because Tito was sitting in Greg's seat.
Well, I did think that was notable. And that's your fault, by the way.
Right. I mean,
think about how you've influenced things. It was because of you, Tito Horford got a front row seat.
Yeah, well,
you probably spurred out of greatness.
Right. I would say I may have helped Greg get another 4 years.
All right, so I don't know what we've accomplished in this series. Other than that's just setting the table for the Celtics series to come. Tuesday and then every other night, right? 8 or 8:30, mostly those. I think they're all at 8 except one game is 8:30.
Good.
That's not bad start times.
Bad times for the week.
Conference finals, you
would
agree?
If you think the tip is going to be at 8, you're on something.
Okay, well, 8:08.
8:20.
8:20, fine. I'll take it.
Breen, bang.
You're 8 wins away from a title. That's something.
I can't wait.
We could have a parade in a month.
Will Courtney be invited to the Capitol Grill on Boylston for the parade?
We definitely need to back at the Capitol. Right at the turn there.
I can't wait.
Not to get ahead of ourselves?
No. Got to win one.
Because if you face Denver or Minnesota, are you favored?
No, but if they get to the finals, it's sort of like the Bruins this year. Like, I don't think there's going to be major changes. If they lose in seven to the Nuggets, people will be disappointed, but that's okay. Anything short of that will be a major disappointment.
Two big game sevens in the NBA Sunday. All right. But the biggest story today is the Bruins and their ouster. Get back to it next. Ken and Curtis with you until noon. Bradford will follow. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.